The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlaha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest. As we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim LeMasechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer. Daf Yud Chet. Today's daf is being studied by Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichanu B'Gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Zayin Amud Bet, six lines from the bottom. We are in a sugya where we had a shita of Rav Hunan, the name of Rav. We're discussing a case over here of a Shomeret Yavam. Shomeret Yavam is a lady that's eligible to fall to Yibum, and it says that she died. So Rav Yehuda, or Rav, Rav Hunan, the name of Rav, said, Mutar be'ima. She's permissible. Well, the Yavam is permissible to marry her mother. That teaches us a principle in Zika B'Yibum, which means a Zika normally is a connection between the Yavama and the Yavam. That connection would mean as if they're quasi-married, even before they did anything. If they're considered quasi-married, so if she dies, the person is not allowed to marry his wife's mother. Ela must be that Rav Hunan, the name of Rav, holds in Zika B'Yibum, and therefore, there was no connection, nothing happened. And therefore, when she dies, it would be permissible to the mother. However, it's tafka when she dies. Mechayim, when she's still alive, there is a mitzvah to make the yibum or the chalitza. Tafka when she died, there's no zika, and therefore, it's permissible to marry the mother. Now we see the other shita. Rav Yehuda Amar, Shomeret Yavam Shemeta, Shomeret Yavam that died, Asur Be'imah. It's the exact opposite. It's Asur to marry the mother. Alma Kasaba, must be Rav Yehuda holds Yesh Zika. Must be holds there is a Zika. And therefore, as she says, two lines to the bottom, Zikat Yibum Havya Kichnusa. The Zika is as if they are married. Ve'oseret ima ala Yabam Mishum Hamoto. Therefore, the mother is forbidden to the Yavam because that is the din of his mother-in-law. So the Gemara says, "Velema halacha kedivrei haomer yesh zika." Why didn't everybody just say it simply? There's a machloket in Nekaman Mem Aleph where it talks about a machloket case over there. Is there zika or there's not zika? That case was a case of a shomeret Yavam that she was falling to two brothers. One of the brothers made Kiddushin to her sister. So over there we had a machloket. One of the rabbis said, Rabbi Yehuda actually said, we tell that guy who made Kiddushin, don't continue, don't make the su'in yet, wait till your brother finishes the yibum or the halitza, then you can make your nisu'in. Because bottom line, there's a zika over here. There's a zika to you also. And you're not allowed to marry ahod zikukato. So therefore, the Gemara said over there, halakha, Rabbi Yehuda, that what? Yesh zika. So the Gemara's question over here, Rav Yehuda, just say, yeah, halakha, ki yesh zika, you have to give me a case, Shomeret Yavam, Shemeta, Mutar, Muteret Be'emot, just say, we know this is a machloket already. Just say, halakha, yesh zika. So Gemara says, iya, va marache, if you would have just said, halakha, ki yesh zika, hava amina, animili bihad. I would have said, maybe that's only in a case where there's one brother, there's yesh zika. Aval betre, en zika. But maybe when there's two brothers, so then maybe en zika. But you can't say that, because the case of the Mahloka was talking about two brothers. Gemara says, Vehaki peligi betre peligi. So the Mahloka over there was talking about whether it was two brothers. One brother made Kiddushin to the sister, and the other brother was going to do the Yibum. And still over there, the Gemara said, even when there's two brothers, Yesh Zika. So we're questioning again. How come he just didn't say yes, zikah halakha? Ela iya malachem. Because if he would have said that hava amina mechayim, I would have thought that there's dafka zikah mechayim when the lady, when the yevama is alive. Aval achar mita. But I would have said that after, let's say, she dies, paka la zika. I would have thought that maybe the zika is paka, meaning maybe the zika goes off. Kamash ma'alan. That's why he comes along and says, no, the zika bichdi lo paka. That the zika for nothing doesn't go off. Meaning, if he just would have came along and told me that I got from later on, I would have said, yeah, as long as the Yevama is still alive, so then already, yes, Zika. But maybe when the Yevama dies, maybe the Zika goes off, and therefore it's permissible. Kamash Malan, no, if she dies, he's Asurat to the mother. And therefore, what do you see over here? That the only way to get a Zika off is either through Halitza or through a Yibum. Just because she died, the zika is still there, which means you didn't break it. It's just not possible to fulfill a consummation of halitza or yibum, but the zika is still there. I could have argued and said, no, maybe when she dies, it's finished. When she dies, there's no more yibama, there's no more zika. Kamashwa, no, there is a zika, even the harmita, and therefore what? It'd be forbidden to marry the mother-in-law, because the zika is still there, even after death. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Lema misayale. Well, let's bring a proof to Rav Yehuda. Yibimto shemeta. No. Lady that fell tibum. She died. Mutar ba'achota. So it's permissible to marry her sister. So the Gemara makes it the yuk. Ba'achota in. Her sister, yes. Be'ima lo. So you see what? That when a yibama dies, the mother is forbidden. That's a good deal we're making from the Mishnah. And therefore, what do you see? Like Rav Yehuda. Because we know the deen of Ahot Ishto, marrying your wife's sister is only Mehayim. But after the wife died, it is permissible to marry the sister. So the first deen of the Mishnah, when it says, Yivimto Shemeta, it's not going to be worse than a regular case of Ahot Ishto. Which means just like Yivimto that dies. Let's say that's considered them married even. Doesn't matter. If once she dies, the sister should be permissible. But the diuk we're making over here is, but the mother is going to be forbidden. So the Gemara, and what's the logic? Because we know a mother is forbidden even after death. If the person's wife dies, his mother is, mother-in-law is still forbidden. So the Gemara is making a diuk. Gemara says, no, don't make that diuk. Really, I'll tell you, even be'imaz muteret. Because I'll tell you, this Mishnah is going with the opinion that says, en zika. So why did it only say ahota? How come it didn't say even muteret be'ima? The idea that Tana Resha, because it said in the Resha of this Mishnah, ishto shemeta mutar ba'ahota. Now that, when ishto meta davka ba'ahota, aval be'ima, lo. But in the case where ishto meta, imaz asur. The avya la, isura deoraita. So since that was the resha, tanana mesefa mutar ba'achota. So that's why in the case of the yivimto that died, it only discussed the achoto side that's permissible, even though the imaz side would also be permissible. But since the resha was not discussing the imaz side, but only the achoto side, so there was the resha as well. So therefore, there was the sefa as well, and therefore you have no ra'aya from this statement. Bativ Rav Huna barhiya. Barhiya. Avuna Baruchiyah comes and asks a question from our Mishnah. Asa ba ma'amar. Let's go back to that case that we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Okay? Reuven, let's say, died without children. And now his wife is waiting for Yibum. What happened? Levi was born. Right? That was the case of Eshet Ach Shelo Haya. So therefore, so now Levi was born, and then what happened? Shimon, the brother that was alive, that had the Yibum situation, made Ma'amar to, we'll call her Hannah. That's the Yibama. Ma'amar was, again, he gives her Kesef for Kiddushin, which he locks her in. Okay? So what did it say over there? Asaba Ma'amar Umet, and now Shimon died. So Shimon has a Ma'amar lady, and he has his wife. We'll call the wife, the tzara we know, we'll call the penina. So now what's the din? Shiniya choletzet velo mityabemet. The second, meaning the penina, the tzara, she falls to halitza, to Levi. So the Gemara, what's the logic on this? So Gemara says, Ta'ama de'avad ba'ma'amar. The whole reason why we're saying he makes a halitza is because he made a ma'amar. Ha lo avad ba'ma'amar. But if he did not, if Shimon did not make a ma'amar to Hana, Shiniya name yibume miyabema. Then already I'd even let Levi make a yibum with the tzara. So that's going to ask the question. V'yamat yesh zika. But if you're telling me that there is a zika, hav yala tzarat eshet achiv shelo haya be'odamo b'zika. Bottom line, once Reuven died, Hanad is a zika to Shimon. Once it's a zikat to Shimon, already it's like she's married to Shimon. And that lady, Hanat to Levi, is considered Eshet Ach. And therefore the tzara would become tzarat Erva. So therefore we're making a question on the diyuk of Al-Mishnah. Al-Mishnah said, in a case where Shimon made Ma'amar, which means that's already he took her. So then what's the deen? Then we learned that when Shimon dies, he has to make a halitza to the tzara, okay, to the sister. So making a diuk. Only reason why he makes halitza to the tzara is because there was a ma'amar. If there wasn't a ma'amar, let him even make yibum. What are you talking about? I'm going to make yibum. This is zika. If you say yes zika, once the woman died, they're married technically, and it's considered eshet ah. Eshet ach shelo haya ba'olamo, and therefore the tzara, the tzara terva. So that we have a ra'aya that really have to say there's no zika. So comes Gemara and says, Amar Rava, hu adin da'af agav de lo avad ba ma'amar. Hu adin, even if he didn't make ma'amar, shiniya mechlatz halta yibume lo miyabema. That the second one you can only make halitza'an. You cannot make yibum. V'had diktani ma'amar, and the only reason why, discuss the case of ma'amar, because even without ma'amar, bottom line, really I'll tell you, the Mishnah is holding enzika, and therefore, if you hold enzika, so therefore, technically, you should be able to, if the Sara, Shimon died, Levi was around. So the Gemara is saying, really, who adin, really I'll let you make, you boom. There's no tzara over here. There's no erva, because bottom line, this case of enzika, so he did nothing even without ma'amar, let's say, which means there's no zika, and therefore technically, if there was no zika and there was no ma'amar, I'd let the guy even make yibum. Oh, so the Gemara says, "De'afagav de lo avad ma'amar shniyam mechlat chalza." Oh, I'm sorry, who had din? I'm reading again. Amar Abba, Huadin, Dafagav de Lavad Ba Ma'amar, Huadin. If you didn't make Ma'amar, Shiniya Mihlatz Halza. The second one he'll make Halitza to Yibume Lobi Abimar. Means don't make that diyuk. You wanted to make it, going back, you wanted to make a diyuk that only when there's Ma'amar you make Halitza in the second one. Mashmah, there's no Ma'amar, you'll even make Yibum. What do you mean? How could you make Yibum if you're telling me that yes zika? Really, I'll tell you yes zika, and really, I'll tell you on the second one, even without ma'amar, you also make halitza. So, what did you give me a case of ma'amar for? So it says ve'adiktani ma'amar. The reason why you said ma'amar le'apuke mebet shamay. It's to exclude the shita bet shamay de'amre ma'amar kone kinyan gamur. Bet Shammai holds that when a person makes ma'amar on a lady, it's doraita. It's hers, legamri. And therefore, if it's his legamri, meaning it's a total kinyan. And if it's a total kinyan, so that already, according to Bet Shammai, the tzara is considered tzara t'arva. Because once already Shimon's married to Hana, and Hana's considered to Levi, it's eshet ach shelo haya be'olamo, and then goes back to becoming eshet ach, and therefore it's tzara t'arva, therefore it would be asura to even go near the tzara, according to Bet Shammai. That's why we're coming along and saying, no, we don't hold like Bet Shammai. Kamash Mala, we hold that ma'amar is not a kinyan de'oraita. It's midrabanan. And therefore, really, midrabanan, this connection between Shimon and Shimon and Hana is not going to take off the connection, the oraita between the Tzara and Levi. And therefore, he's going to have to do something. What is he going to have to do? He's going to have to do at least a halitza. Okay, so comes the, again, let's just review the shita that we have over here of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda held the shita yesh zika, and therefore when the Yevama dies, still her mother remains forbidden to the Yevam because of the zika that was connected. All the Gemara did over there was bring a question from Al-Mishnah. Al-Mishnah said, in a case where, let's say, Reuven died, Shimon made Ma'amar on Reuven's wife, we'll call her Hana, and then Levi was born, and then we said Shimon dies, so over there we said he makes Halitza to the Tzara. So he made a Diyuk. Only in the case because he made Ma'amar. But if he didn't make Ma'amar, he would even be able to make Yibum to the Tzara. What do you mean? Oh, yesh zika. If yesh zika, he cannot make Yibum to the Tzara. So comes Gemara and says, you're right. Who adin really? In that case also, you'd make Halitza to the Tzara. And what's the reason why the Gemara chose a case of Ma'amar? Just apuket the shita of Bet Shammai, because Bet Shammai says Ma'amar is a deoraita kinyan, and therefore Alibad the Bet Shammai, once he makes Ma'amar, that's considered already tzarat arva. She's an arva, they're married, and therefore the tzara would be asur even to make halitza, and therefore it gave that case. But who adin, even if it didn't make Ma'amar, the tzara would need halitza, because after all, there's only a zika over here, and therefore we could say the Mishnah is going even according to this opinion that yes, zika. Comes Gemara and continues. Eti be Abaye. So Abaye brings the question. Shne achim ba'olam. Okay, there's two brothers in the world. Reuven and Shimon. Be'olam ehad. In one world. Umet ehad mehem belo valad. So one of the brothers died without children. Ve'amad hasheni hazeh la'asot ma'amar be'yibimto. So the other brother, Shimon, went to make Ma'amar in the Yibama. Velo speak la'asot ba Ma'amar. But he wasn't able yet to make the Ma'amar. Ad shenolad lo ach. Until another brother was born, Levi. Umet. And now Shimon died. So harishona yotzam mishum eshet achiv shelo haya be'olamo. So the first lady, call her Hana, cannot make any Yibum or Halitza with Levi, because that's considered Eshet Ashelaya Bo'olamo. Therefore, she remains as Surah to Levi forever. The Shinia, but the Tzara, O Choletzet, O Mityabemet. That is a clear statement, which means the Tzara is going to make either Halitza or Yibum to Levi. What are you talking? Ve'i amat yesh zika. But if you say there is a zika, meaning when Reuven's wife, Hana, when Reuven died, Hana automatically is connected to Shimon. And therefore, that tzara should become tzara t'irva. So what are you telling me? Choletzet o mityabemet. Hav yalet tzarat eshet achiv shelo haya be'olam o bezika. So that's a straight question. Now you can't get out of that question. Because clearly we're giving you a case where you have a lady, all there was a zika over here, and you tell me since all there was a zika, it's nothing the zika. And that's why the tzara, you make a halitza or a yibum. Which means you can go full for the zika's worthless. That's a question against Rav Yehuda. Gemara says, you're bringing a question from that statement over there. That's no question from that braita. Ha mari Rabbi Meiri. That bright is Ali Badr Rabbi Meir. De Amar in Zika. So of course, if you hold in Zika, so then that's why when Shimon didn't make a Ma'amar and he died, that's why the Tzara is 100% permissible to Levi. Because there's no Erva over here. There's no Zika over here. Let him make the boom. But that's only according to the opinion of in Zika. So I could just ask me a question on a Shitar, it's in Zika, to a Shitar, it's yes Zika. Umisvi Ali Rabbi Meir in Zika. Oh, now they're going, well, I was going to analyze the Bimir's opinion. You're telling me the Bimir holds Enzika? How could you say that? We have a Stam Mishnah. And we know the Bimir holds like Stam Mishnah. And the Stam Mishnah sounds like yes Zika. So I can just tell me to be me those in Zika. We learned to the Mishnah. Arba'a Achim. Shnai Mehem Nisu'im Shtei Achayot. Okay, four brothers. Two of the brothers are married to two sisters. Umetu Anisu'im, and the ones that were married died. Ha'chayot, that were married to the sisters. Hare Elu Cholzot V'lo Mitabimot. So the other two brothers, they make halitza, and they do not make yibum. If you tell me that Rabbi Meir holds, there's no zika. Hani mitre bate katyan. These ladies come from two different houses, which means two different brothers, and therefore highly yabem hada, highly yabem hada. What do you mean? If you hold Enzika, let him make you boom. Let one brother make you boom to one of them, and the other brother make you boom to the other one. There's no, what's the only reason why you tell me Halitza? Because you must hold that there's already Enzika, there's a connection. And therefore you have a problem what's called Achot Zikukato, which means if I'm connected to both ladies now, so I cannot make you boom with the other lady, because already I'm connected to her sister. And therefore I cannot make you boom with Achot Zikukato. So therefore he tells me, okay, the only way to get out of it is just make Halitza. But what are you talking about? If you hold Rabbi Meir in Zika, what do you want? There's no connection between anybody over here. So therefore, let one brother make yibum with one of the sisters, and let the other brother make yibum with the other ones. There's no problem with Achot Zikukato, because in Zika. And this is a Stam Mishnah. So therefore, what are you talking about over here? How could you tell me to be Meir holds in Zika? We have a Mishnah over here that's Mashma, but there is a Zika. Let's come to get what Ad says. The olam in Zika. Oh, really? I'll tell you. This Mishnah also holds in Zika. So in Zika, make you boom. Mishum de kasabar asur lebatel mitzvat yibamin. New principle. The Bimir holds in Zika. I agree, but I also hold the Mishita. He says you're not allowed to mevatel the mitzvah of yibum, which is if it's possible to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum, you're not allowed to do anything that might ruin the mitzvah of yibum. So what do you, how can I get ruined of it? Just let each brother make yibum. Well, what's the problem? He says, no. The dilma ad-de-miyabim had. Maybe let's say one of the brothers will make yibum to one of the sisters. Mayit idach. In the interim, the other brother's going to die. Vekabatalt mitzvat yibamin. And now you mevatel the mitzvah of yibum. Because once already one of the brothers dies now, the brother that's married already, he cannot make yibum now because that's already his wife's sister. So therefore, in this case over here, if you're going to say to make yibum first, which really he holds, really, enzika, make yibum. Gezerah, that when I make the yibum, potentially, there's a case that can come out where I'm going to mevatel the mitzvah of yibum. In a case where the brother dies. And therefore, now I cannot fulfill this mitzvah. I can't do anything with this lady. This lady, I cannot make a halitza. This lady over here now, because since he's married to her sister, no yibum on this lady, no halitza on this lady. So technically, you mevatel yibum in this case. So therefore, what does he say to do? Just make halitza to both. Now look at Rashi. Le'olam en zika. Look at Rashi. Le'olam en zika. The reason why he says don't make yibum, mishum de asur lebatel mitzvah yibamin. V'yamat liyabem hay hada. Maybe you'll tell me just let one of them make yibum first. Dilma mayit idach. Ah, maybe the other brother's going to die. Velo miyabem the idach. Cannot miyabem the other lady. V'nafka mehay mishum achot isha mehalitza umiyibum. Can't do anything. And therefore, you will mevatel mitzvah yibum. Meaning when it says mevatel mitzvah yibum, meaning yibum and halitza. And therefore, hilkach amrinan le, the kama, what do we tell the first guy? Halotz. You know what? Make halitza. Di'ina me mayit idach, because even if the other brother dies, hadar hay chodetz. Which means he can make halitza also on the next lady. Ve'halitzla. So therefore, that's not a problem of achot halutzato. that would be permissible to make halitza on her, and therefore you fulfilled the mitzvah of yibum or halitza on both of them. So that she asks the question now. That she says, why don't you make halitza on the first one, and then yibum on the second one? You make the halitza, so now you're guaranteed you took care of the first one. Now the second one's alive, go make yibum. So that she asks that question. Umedina. Which is, once the first one makes chalitza, I don't care if the second one dies. The second one dies, you can make chalitza again. If he's still alive, go make the yibum. He says, the hashtag mikayma mitzayibami mitzavayu. La gezerah dilma atel yibumeh bereshah. Gezerah. If we let them make yibum second, they might make yibum first. And we don't want to make yibum first. Because if you make yibum first, then the other guy dies, you can't do yibum and not chalitza. So it's a gezerah. So Ad Kedei Kach Rabbi Meir holds mitzvah la'asot yibum, and therefore in this case over here, I'll tell you en zika. The Mishnah is holding en zika, and therefore when the two brothers die, technically those two remaining brothers should be able to make yibum, because there's no achot zikukato en zika. So what do you tell me? Make chalitza on both of them for? That's new concept. He holds, if I'm going to let the first guy make yibum, gezerah that the second brother is going to die. Second brother dies, you can't do anything with that other sister now. Because the brother married her sister already in Yibum. He cannot make Yibum, obviously. He cannot even make Halitza. So therefore, you did it. You put yourself in a position where you were Mevatel Mitzvat Yibamin. And therefore, what does he say? Make Halitza on both. Now what's going to happen if you make Halitza on both? Because even if you're going to make Halitza on the first one, and the second brother dies, good, make Halitza again. Let the same brother make Halitza on the second lady. So therefore, by doing this way, we ensure that halitza or yibum is going to be done. That's how we answer the Mishnah. So that's Gemara's going to ask a question on this. Gemara says, "Ve'i en zika." The Gemara says like this: if you're holding, there's no zika, tivatel, which means who cares if you're mevatel mitzvah yibamin? Which is, if you're holding, there's no zika, we shouldn't be concerned about mevateling the mitzvah of yibum. Which is, I just said, if you want to be, there is a zikah, so there's a connection, so I got to fulfill the mitzvah of yibum. But if there's no zikah over here, there was no connection, so what do I care? And I'm going to show you a shita of Rabban Gamliel that clearly holds in zikah, and we don't care about being mevatel the mitzvah of yibum. Where do we see this? The Rabban Gamliel amar in zikah, umutar lebatel mitzvah yibamin. What's the case? Another interesting case. Tetnan. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Im mi'ana mi'ana, v'im lo mi'ana, tamtin ad shetagdil, v'tetze halazu mishum achot isha. The case over here is like this. Look at Rashi. V'atinan Rabban Gamliel Omer. New case. Shene achim nisuin shte achoyot. Okay, two brothers married two sisters. Achat gedola v'achat ketana. One of the sisters is a gedola, so her marriage is Deoraita. One of the sisters is a ketana, so that marriage is only medrabana. Umet ba'ala shel gedola. So now the husband of the gedola died, so she falls to yibum to the brother. But you cannot make yibum because already it's achot ishto, because the younger brother is married. However, the yibum over here is deoraita, and the marriage is only medrabanan. So we're in a position here now. V'nafla lifne ba'ala ketana. So what do we do in this case? Milamidim et ketana lema'en bebaala. We tell the ketana, listen, you got to get out of the way. How she gets out of the way? Make mi'un. By making mi'un, what does she do? She uproots her kiddushin. Lema'freya. She's out of the way. Now the gedola can fall to yibum. Deoraita. V'la'akon nisuin kedel yabem. Ezu shizikata shizun hamura. Le'esor ketana alav. Shelo yu nisua gemurim. Exactly, which means until she makes a mi'un, her marriage is enough to stop the yibum from taking place because of achot isha. But we don't want the yibum to stop. Yibum is the oraita. So therefore, shitat hachamim. Tema'en and yibum. The Bible says no. Whatever you want, if she wants to make mi'un, she has the right to. If she doesn't, Rabban Gamliel says like this, just wait until she becomes a gedola. Let her make bi'ah again, this ketana with her husband. Now her kiddushin will be deoraita, and therefore, no yibum, no halitza. With a bagam, oh, so obviously the bagam in the holds over here, two things. Number one, there's no zika over here. Because when the brother died, obviously this girl was not connected over here at all. And therefore, since there's no, because if there was a zika, how can he make bi'ah with the sister? He has every relationship with achot zekukato. You're right, that's achot zekukato then. If there was a zika on the, call her Hana, that's the one falling to Yibum, the Gedola. If there's a Zika over there, how can Rabban Gamaliel say, you know what, just wait till the Kitana becomes a Gedola, have Bi'ah with her, now your Kiddushin is going to be Deoraita, now you're married, now already you don't have to make any Yibum or anything. How can Rabban Gamaliel allow to make Bi'ah over here? If there's a Zika, it's considered Ahot Zikukato. You cannot have Bi'ah with Ahot Zikukato. Elayol's Enzika. Fine. Enzika, but Rabbi Gamaliel, there's a way for you to make Yibum over here. Just tell her, make Mi'un. Elayol's, you don't have a problem. He doesn't know this concept of mitzvah Yibamin. Adrabah, what is he doing? He's mevatlim mitzvah Yibamin. By doing this procedure, letting her become a Gedola, and having to be out, what is he actually doing? He's mevatlim mitzvah Yibamin. Oh, so what do you see here? You see that if you hold en zika, we don't care about being mevatel mitzvah yibamin. Hare Rabban Gamliel held en zika, and he was mevatel mitzvah yibamin. Because once already she becomes a gedolah, why can't I make yibum? That's already achot eshto. Achot eshto is erva. So therefore, you see, he didn't care about mevateling mitzvah yibamin. Also, Rabbi Yohanan, what are you telling me, en zika, but you know, holding of en lebat mitzvah yibamin? I see that Rabban Gamliel holds en zika, and he doesn't care about mitzvah yibamin. Gemara says, Amar leh. So he tells him back, did Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Meir karamit? What do you mean? You're asking a question from one rabbi to another rabbi? Which means Rabbi Yohanan is not bound to Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel holds. There's no problem to mevatel mitzvah yibamin, and Rabbi Yohanan knows there is. What do you mean? You ask me a stira from Rabbi Yohanan to Rabban Gamliel. What's the stira? So the Gemara said, no. Hakika amina. This is what we're saying. Rabbi Meir hayish afilu l'sfeka. Rabban Gamliel afilu levadai lo hayish. My question is, you have such a disparate argument over here. When you tell me the machloket is such a machloket gedolaf mikatze lekatze, from one extreme to the other, when you tell me Rabbi Yohanan is Hoshesh, even in the case of Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Meir, you tell me is Hoshesh, even in a Safek case. Because what did you worry about? That maybe the other brother, the first brother's going to make the boom. The other brother's going to die Safek, you might mevatel mitzvah yibamin. That's how far you're going with Rabbi Meir, Ad Kedekach. And the one that doesn't hold to this, holds it even in the case of Vadai. When the Bible says, in this case over here of the Mi'un, you're Vadai Bevatelling. So that's what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara was asking a question from Rabban Gamliel to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, the way Rabbi Yohanan explained it, because it's not like a disparate machloket. He's holding even in a Safek, we have to be Hoshesh to the Mitzvah Yibamin, and you're holding even in a Vadai, you don't. That's such a big machloket. That was the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, so I mean again, Amar leh de Rabban Gamliel ad Rabbi Meir karamit. That was the Gemara's question. Well, you stira from Rabban Gamliel to Rabbi Meir? Well, different rabbis. Now he says, no. Haki kabin, Rabbi Meir, hayish afilu sfeka. Rabbi Meir is choshesh, even in the case of Safek, not to mevatel the mezav yibum. Rabban Gamliel afilu levadai lo hayish. So the Gemara says, yeah. Dilma mad de lo hayish afilu levadai lo hayish, uman de hayish afilu sfeka hayish. Maybe the machloket is that far. Which means maybe the opinion that says if you're not choshesh for yibum, for the mitzvah of yibum, even in the case of vadai, like the Rabban Gamliel says, to mevatel it. Let the ketana make bi'ah, which is a gedolah. Aye, but you got rid of the yibum, so you got rid of the yibum. So what? And Rabbi Meir is so mahmid that says, we want to fulfill this mitzvah of yibum so much, even in the case of safek, we might. We're not going to allow it to happen. Therefore, make chalitza on both of the sisters over here, in order that we guarantee Yibum Chalitza is going to be fulfilled on either of them. It continues. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Had Rav Yehuda. This is what we said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. That what? Yesh Zika. Let's review the case of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's case was what? Where the Yibamah died, as the mother is Asura. her mother is Asura. Why? Because she has Sika. So she should know. How did Rabbi Yehuda de Shmueli? It's really the Shita of Shmuel. How do you know that? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah. Shomer et Shabam, Shekidesh Achiv et Achota. She has a Shomer, but she's waiting to fill the Mitzvah of Yibum. So one of the brothers now made Kiddushin to her sister. So what we learned this already. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera Amru. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera said, Omrim lo. We tell the brother to make Kiddushin. Hamten ad she'aseh achicha ma'aseh. Wait until your brother makes a ma'aseh, because bottom line, sister's a zikah. This is zikah to you as well. You cannot consummate this marriage because considering you're getting married to a hotze kukato. So therefore, wait till your brother either makes chalitza yibum to break the zikah, and then you can consummate your marriage. So that teaches us what? Yes, zikah. Ve'amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi ben Betera. So you see, Shmuel is really the shita that says yes, zikah. So when the Yehuda made that statement, it's really alibad de Shmuel. So Gemara says, Amar le, di de Rav mai. And if you held that he was making the statement in the name of Rav, meaning Rav Yehuda, that was holding Yeshika, was saying in the name of Rav, what's the problem? Kasha derav aderav? Well, maybe you thought that it would be a kasha derav aderav, because we learned earlier, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Enzika. So therefore, the Gemara is going out of its way to say, you should know, Rav Yehuda that said Yeshika is dafka going according to Shmuel. So the Gemara is like, why? What was your problem? Because you couldn't say it was going like Rav, because if you can say it was going like Rav, you can have a stira of Rav? Because Rav really held Yeshika, Dilma Amora Eninu, Baliba derav. Maybe I'll tell some at Amoraim Ali Baderav, meaning maybe Rav Huna Amar Rav holds Enzika, and maybe Rav Yehuda Amar Rav holds Yeshika. That happens. Sometimes we have a machlok at Amoraim, according to what Rav said. Why should we do that? Kevan de Itmar Mishimid de Shmuel Behedya. Just have a Beferush statement that Shmuel clearly holds Yeshika. Umishimid de Rav Ke Amorae. And now I want to make a machloket in Rav. Alibad Amoraim lo shavkinan mishemid de Shmuel beedya mukminan ka Amoraev alibad de Rav. Why should I make a machloket Amoraim in Rav when I have a clear statement where I know what Shmuel holds? So I might as well make Rav Yehuda that said Yesika alibad de Shmuel. So therefore I have Rav Huna Amar Rav Enzika, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Yesika. Why do I have to make a machloket Rav Huna Amar Rav Enzika, Rav Huna Amar Rav Enzika, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yesika. Now I made a stiran Rav Alibad Amoraim. What I got to do that for? If I have a Befirush statement of Shmuel that clearly says Yesika, so therefore make shalom. Put Rav Huna Amar Rav Enzika. Put Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Yesika. That is based on the Befirush statement of Shmuel. Why should I have to make a mahluk Amoraim if I don't have to? Amar Rav Kana. Since I told him this halachat from Rav Zvid from the Havdea, Amar Atun Haki Matnitula. You learned it like that with the text that we just had above. Anan Behedya Matninan. We have it actually Befirush, which means because our statement was Amar of Yehuda. So we're analyzing. Who did he say in the name of? Was it the name of Rav? Was it the name of Shmuel? He says, you have a Safek. He said, we don't have a Safek because we have a Befirush statement. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. He clearly said it in the name of Shmuel. Shomeret yamam shemeta asur be'ima alma kasabar yesh zika. Must be holds yesh zika ve'azda Shmuel ta'amen. Shmuel obviously is following his reasoning that we saw before. Damar Shmuel halakha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. So now we only have one question. Basically, according to this Kirsa, Shmuel made two statements. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel is by the case of the Shomeret Yabam that died, Ima Asura, because of Yesika, and he also made the statement of Shomeret Yabam, Shekidesh, Achivet, Achota, we tell him, don't make a Nisuin yet until you finish the other brother finishes the Yibum or the Halitza, because again, Yesika. Why would you need both statements? Why would you have to give the case of the mother-in-law? Why would you have to give the case of the brother that made Kiddushin? Basically, it's saying the same thing two times over. Vitzriche. You need both statements. Why? De'i ashmi'inan yezika. Meaning, if you only told me the case of the mother-in-law, that after he dies, after she dies, the yavam is asut to the mother, havamina hanimile behad. I would have said, in that case, yezika, because there's only one brother. So when there's one brother, it's automatic zika. However, Abal Bitre, no. But maybe when there's two brothers, there's no zikah. Kamash Ma'alan, that's why he gave me the case of the two brothers, where one of the brothers made kiddushin. Still I say, don't finish the kiddushin, don't finish the nisuin, because there's a zikah even when there's two brothers. If I only gave me the case of the two brothers, but the case of where he married, made a kiddushin, I would have said, yeah, maybe there's only a zikah when they're alive. However, because in this case over here, everybody's alive. But maybe when the Yibama dies, paka la zika, and therefore, if the zika goes off, he'd be allowed to marry the mother. Kamash malan the zika bichdi lo paka. And therefore, comes and teaches me, no, that a zika, what is a zika? It doesn't go off for nothing. Meaning, the only way a zika can go off is just through a yibum or a halitza. Death does not take off a zika, and therefore, if I only told me Allah can be done in betera, I would say yes, zika. Because the yibama is alive. And since the yibama is alive, this is zika to both the brothers. Therefore, I don't finish your marriage yet because you have to wait till we get the zika off. Because yes, zika mehayim. But I wouldn't know yes, zika even a harmita. That's why you had to give me the case of when the yibama died. He is asura to the mother. Because you see, yes, zika even the achar mitah. That's what Shimon had to make both statements. Now we go to the next mishnah. Shnei achim. There are two brothers. Umet echad mehem. In this case, we did already. Two brothers. One of them died. V'yibe mashini et eshet achiv. Shimon made yibum to Hana. V'achar kach nodad lahem ach. Okay. Then Levi was born. Umet, and now Shimon died. So Shimon has two wives. He has Chana, and he has Penina. Harishona yotza mishum esh tachim shloya lo haya be'olamo. That's good. Levi cannot marry Chana because esh tachim shloya be'olamo. It's considered now esh tach, and therefore asura. Vashniya mishum tzarata. Very good. And the second one is considered tzarat erba. So Levi cannot make yibum nor halitza to neither of these ladies. Okay. The only difference between this case and the first case that we had in the Mishnah, or the earlier Mishnah, in this case over here is when Reuven died, Shimon made Yibum, and then Levi was born. The first case of the first Mishnah was Shimon, Reuven died, Hana fell to Yibum, Levi was born, then Shimon made the Yibum. So the only difference in this case is we're talking about over here is where the Yibum was made first and then Levi was born. And the Hadush is that the rabbis hold, even though when Levi came into the world, she was already married to Shimon. The Reuven was out of the picture. So technically, when this Shimon died, she's falling to Levi from Shimon. Still, Rabbanan hold, no difference. Bottom line, since she's originally coming from Reuven, and if he wasn't around when Reuven died, it's considered Eshet Ashloya Bo'olamo. Therefore, it is Asur. Asaba Ma'amar. Let's continue the same case. Let's say Reuven died. Shimon did not make Yibum. He made what's called Ma'amar, meaning he locked her up with Kesef. Umet, and then he died. Well, Hashiniya Choletzet Velo Mityabemet. Well, this case over here, the first one again, Hana is considered Eshet Ashloya Bi'olamo. That's considered that technically you cannot make anything with her because she's considered Erva. However, the second Sarah, you have to make a Halitza. Why? Because the Ma'amar is Midrabbanan that he made, and therefore, technically, they're really not married, quasi married. So, technically, you have to do something to the Sarah. You can't make Yibum to Tzarat because there was a Ma'amar over here, so maybe it is considered Tzarat Erva. So for Yibum, you can. But you do have to do something so you make a Halitza, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. Now we get to the Shittah of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Miyabem de'ezemem shiirtze, o choletz de'ezemem shiirtze. This is going back to the first case. Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon holds, in a case where the Yibum took place first, then Levi was born, Levi could make Yibum on Hana, on the first wife, on the first lady. Why? Because he holds, once Yibum was made, she's falling from Shimon. Reuven's out of the picture. It's not considered Esher Achat. This is the way we learned the Machloket of Bishimon and the Banan earlier. She's the whole only time that Hakamim and the Bishimon agree is in a case where Levi was born before Yibum. So they were technically, she's falling from Reuven. He wasn't around from Reuven. No Yibum was done yet. So then when Shimon eventually dies, she's asurah conclusively to Levi. But here the Bishimon argues, as of now already, the Shimon married, made Yibum over here. Now Levi was born. So therefore my connection to this lady is Mikawach Shimon. And there was no problem with Mikawach Shimon. And therefore, what happens when Shimon dies? So now, Levi has a regular mitzvah of Yibum. Levi was around at the time when she died. Therefore she's falling from Shimon. Therefore she'll be no problem. Comes again one of Amar Boshaya, Haluk Haya Rabbi Shimon Af Perishona. Oh, Rabbi Boshaya comes along and says, Rabbi Shimon argues even in the first case, which means even in a case where Reuven died and there was no Yibum yet, and Levi was born, then Shimon made Yibum, then Shimon died. Levi will say, make Yibum. I mean, Rabbi Shimon holds according to Hoshaya, you always make Yibum. He argued on both cases. Kebara says, Mimai, how do you know this? How do you know this, Rabbi Shimon argues on both cases? Midiktani Mishnah Yitera Baba. Mishnah Yitera, because you have an extra Mishnah. We have superfluous cases. What superfluous cases? Babad deresha leman. The first case, not of our Mishnah, the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah was a case where Levi was born before the Yibum. Leman ketanila. Who was that said for? Ilema l'rabbanan. If you tell me it was said to teach the Hadush on the Rabbanan, hashta yabamu l'besof nolad. דחי אשכחי בהתרה אשכחי עשה רבנן נולד וערגך ייבם לבעיה. According to the rabbis, I don't need that case. If you tell me that the rabbis don't, even if Levi was born after Yibum, you tell me she remains asura to Levi. Because she can, if Levi was born before Yibum, so I don't need that first case in the Mishnah for Rabbanan. Because in the case where Yibum took place and then Levi was born, She was beterah to Levi because she fell mikawach Shimon, and still Rabbanan say asur. That's our Mishnah. So if they're asur in the case where Levi was born after the Yibum, called Sheken, Levi is going to be asur before the Yibum. So I don't need the first Mishnah Alibad Rabbanan. I learned it from a Koshkin from this case. Ela lav Rabbi Shimon is tarich. Ela must be the first case is coming to tell me the hadush of Rabbi Shimon. And what do you mean? The Tana of the Resha is telling me that this case, I don't need it for the rabbis, I'm coming to tell you how lenient Rabbi Shimon is. That Rabbi Shimon is lenient even in the first case. Even in the case where the child was born before the Yibum. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Shimon says, Mutar. The Tana Sefa Leodiacha Kohan Rabbanan. And this Mishnah over here that we have is teaching you how strict the rabbis are. That the rabbis are strict even in the case where the child was born Levi after Yibum. So for the first Mishnah, Leodia Kohacha, how lenient Rabbi Shimon is. And this Mishnah is teaching you how strict the Rabbanan are. So that's why the Moshe Yad learned the Mishnayot. Ubedinu Tereflok Rabbi Shimon Beresha. Only question is a quote of Moshe Yad. So Rabbi Shimon should have said this. Should have argued in the first Mishnah. Jesus, Rabbi Shimon wakes up in our Mishnah. Why didn't he wake up in the first Mishnah? Which in the first Mishnah, that's telling me a case where Levi was born before Yibum, it should say, Rabbi Shimon cholek. Why did Rabbi Shimon only wake up in this Mishnah when in the case where Levi was born after Yibum? I agree, he argues in that case. But he also argues in the Resha. How come Rabbi Shimon did not state his case in the Resha? So he says, Ubedinu didn't flog Rabbi Shimon Beresha. Really, Rabbi Shimon should have argued in the Resha. Ela natar lehu lerabbanan ad misaymel lemiltayu. He waited until the rabbis finished their cases. Ve'adar padik alayu. And then he went and he argued on them. Amen.